From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A large cross-section of Egyptians, students, teachers, business executives, families are descending on central Cairo in perhaps the biggest display yet against President Hosni Mubarak's rule. NPR's J.J. Sutherland is standing in front of Parliament that's seeing protest numbers swell from Cairo's main square.
The crowd that has been filling Tahrir Square for the past few weeks has overflowed today. It's been more crowded than I've seen in my time here. The lines of people just streaming in from across the bridges and down the streets is just something incredible.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in downtown Cairo. He said anti-government protesters have their own security system for who enters the square, apparently determined to keep Mubarak supporters from breaking through and starting a fight. This afternoon, the Transportation Department unveils its conclusions on runaway acceleration in Toyota cars and trucks. NPR's Paul Brown says one question is whether electronic malfunctions may have been involved.
Toyota recalled more than 11 million cars and trucks worldwide starting in late 2009 after numerous customer complaints and several crashes, some fatal, of allegedly unstoppable accelerating vehicles. Toyota addressed mechanical issues, redesigning some floor mats, modifying and even replacing some gas pedals. It says it can find no electronic problems. But Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood and consumer groups have wanted to know if electronic engine management and throttle systems could be involved. Today's report may provide some answers. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
J.P. Morgan is joining other banks when it unveils its new checking account program that will charge customers monthly fees unless they maintain a certain balance. As Danielle Carson tells us, analysts say such fees were inevitable.
Analysts say the writing was on the wall for such fees. Now that banks can't automatically sign up customers in their overdraft protection plans. They raked in almost $40 billion in overdraft fees. But with that revenue stream drying up, Bankrate.com analyst Greg McBride says banks are finding new ways to make up for the loss.
If you squeeze the revenue in one area, they're going to have to make up that cost in another. You know, if you owned a burger joint and government came along and told you you could only charge so much for burgers, you'd raise the price on the fries and the soda.
But McBride says smaller community banks and credit unions still offer free checking plans. And even bigger banks usually waive maintenance fees for direct deposits or if the customer maintains a higher balance. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 37 points at 12,199. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 4, it's at 2788. And S&P 500 is up 3 at 1322. This is NPR. The American Federation of Teachers, a nation's second largest teachers union, is taking a big step toward resolving disputes over misconduct. More on this from NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
After a year-long independent study of the AFT's policies regarding teachers who are accused of inappropriate sexual contact or abuse, excessive physical force, substance abuse, and other forms of misconduct, the union's executive council has endorsed a plan that would require school officials to lay out explicit charges and allow teachers to defend themselves all within 100 days from the time a teacher is charged. This in response to widespread criticism that unions often drag their feet when one of their own is accused of wrongdoing, allowing them to remain in the classroom for months and sometimes years. In a statement, AFT President Randy Weingarten said, "Students need to be safe and protected from teachers who don't belong in the classroom, and teachers need to be protected from false allegations that ruin a teacher's career." Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Italian prosecutors plan to put in a request tomorrow for Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to go on trial immediately. They accuse Berlusconi of paying an underage girl for sex and later improperly pressuring police to release the girl after she was detained for alleged theft. Berlusconi rejects the charges as politically motivated. 19th century beer may turn out to be the brew of a lifetime. A group of Finnish scientists hopes to find the answer when it studies a makeup of dark, foamy ale it salvaged from a shipwreck in the Baltic Sea back in July. A spokeswoman says the team's really interested in the kind of yeast used because she says its role in beer brewing wasn't fully understood in the early 1800s. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.